Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Jackie, who says, "How do I have my hair looking fabulous without too much effort?" This is something to talk to your hairdresser about, but a couple of tips I always think are really important is, when we're choosing a hairstyle, the first thing we want to consider is, what is our hair texture? What will your hair do? There's no point in having a hairstyle that you have to fight the texture of your hair. So if you've got really coarse hair, there'll be hairstyles that will work for you. Versus if you have very straight hair, there'll be other hairstyles that work easily for you. And if you've got something in between, there'll be hairstyles that work for that. So talk to your hairdresser about, what is a hairstyle that's going to be easy and really work well with your hair texture? Because if you're going for something that just is unrelated to your hair texture, so for me, I've got fairly fine hair and it's quite heavy, and so it sits pretty close to my head. So trying to get anything with any volume really doesn't work for my hair texture. So looking at what your hair will do, that is going to make it easier. It's going to mean that you're going to spend less time doing it. So looking at your hair texture, and then how much time are you really willing to spend doing it? And this is the other conversation you have to have with your hairdresser, because, you know, if you're prepared to spend more time doing your hair, you can have a more exciting hairstyle. But if you really want wash and wear hair, you're really going to limit down what your hair, you know, style options are. And maybe it's never going to look as fabulous as you would like it to if you're not prepared to spend any time doing it. So I know for me, I call my hair 3-minute hair. I can blow dry my hair within 3 minutes and I'm okay doing that. I don't love it. I would love it if I didn't have to do anything, but I can, you know, find 3 minutes to actually do that. So it is one of those things to do, is to chat to your hairdresser about this. Talk about the hair texture and how much time you really are really going to spend doing it, because we can easily tell ourselves, you know, oh, I'll do that, and then you never want to do it when it actually comes to the crunch. So I think this is where, you know, like finding, you know, the style based on face shape and all that sort of stuff is, yes, it's important, but it comes after those first two questions. So I do recommend you doing that. Have a chat to your hairdresser, because they are the expert. They'll be able to figure out, you know, what styles will work with your hair, what styles will work with the hair texture, all those sorts of things. Do take photographs to your hairdresser of, you know, hairstyles you like to look at, but ask them, will this work with my hair? Will this work with my hair texture? Will it work with my face? How long would this hairstyle take to actually do every day? Because in the end, those are the questions you need answered before you make any sort of decision about changing your hairstyle. So hopefully those tips help you. Next question comes from Sally, who says, "I'm a natural enthusiast, so that I tend to be all over the place. I need to hone my wardrobe down. Any tips on how to do this?" So I want to talk about the 6 human needs just briefly. I'm going to mention them. We have 2 needs. One is for certainty and one is for variety or uncertainty. Then we also have significance, growth, connection and love, and contribution. But here, really, what we're focusing on is the certainty and uncertainty. So our brains like certainty and they also like variety. So if you have, you're a natural enthusiast, your brain, the part of your brain, and there is actually a little structure quite close to the amygdala, and I can't remember what it's called, but it loves variety. It seeks out newness and excitement and all those sorts of things. We also have dopamine, which is one of the chemicals that's in our brain, and dopamine also loves that variety and newness and excitement. And this is actually what social media plays on and likes. It's the little hits of dopamine we get when something new and exciting happens, when there's a new update, there's a new email, there's new something comes through, that we get this little dopamine hit. And that's how all the games work and all those sorts of things that keep us addicted. So in some ways, your brain is you're a bit addicted to dopamine hits, which is partly where this newness and variety and stuff comes in. Now, what's really interesting with this certainty versus uncertainty of these human needs is, generally in times where things are unstable, we actually crave certainty. We want to know exactly what's going to happen. It makes us feel very uncomfortable. And I certainly know at the moment in the kind of what's happening in the COVID world, is that people are craving certainty. And this is why, too, I think we've had an awful lot of fashion, which this year I actually think is one of the most boring fashion years I've ever seen. But I think it's because people have been craving certainty. So they're not going outside of their comfort zones to buy clothes that are more different. What is interesting, though, is I'm seeing as people are coming out of their kind of long COVID lockdowns and getting to a slightly more normal, the new normal life, they're craving newness and something different. And so that because we're getting that certainty back, suddenly variety. I've been, you know, locked down for too long. I've been doing the same thing day in, day out. Suddenly I'm craving variety and something different in my life. And this can stem to your wardrobe as well. So if you tend to naturally like uncertainty, then knowing that your brain and dopamine hits is something that it's craving, it's searching for all the time. So what can happen then is you can end up just buying lots of different things that end up in your wardrobe, and you end up with this wardrobe full of orphans and nothing really works together. So how do you stop doing this? So there's a couple of things. A, knowing the colours that suit you, because then that just cuts out a whole lot of stuff that is never going to work for you. It's never going to look great. So that can, just having your own kind of set of personalised style guidelines is really helpful, because it's a filter through which you can run your decisions past. So when you are in a store and you're getting this, I want to have this dopamine hit, and you're likely to go and buy something, you know, new and different, actually just running it by this little filter where you've gone, does it suit my colours? Does it suit my shape? Does it suit my style? Does it work with my style recipe? Just having these little things, these filters to run through, is really going to help you make better decisions and actually not just get caught up in the moment to just buying whatever is the new and exciting thing. So having those style filters, that is really useful, and that's what my 7 Steps to Style program does. It helps you create that set of filters for you and your wardrobe. So then once we've got these sorts of things, it's also being aware, well, how do I get, if I have a craving and a need for variety and interest, how do I get that in my life without buying new and different and all those sorts of things all the time? And this is where setting yourself, say, some sort of style challenge can be really great. Taking part in style challenges, challenging yourself to do something different, creating new outfits every day. So rather than wearing the same old things together, go, what can I put together today that's different from what I put together yesterday and the day before and the day before, so that that makes me feel like I have more variety and newness without actually having to purchase something new and bring it into your wardrobe. And when you are purchasing, because you've running those items past that set of filters that you've created and thinking, well, what, you know, 3 items will work with this item that I am wanting to bring in. And if it's not going to work with anything, if you can't think of anything that it's going to go together with, at least ideally 3 to 5 things that it's going to go with, then I say, you know, put it down and do what Jill Chivers calls the power pause, where it's you put it down and you go away for 2 hours, minimum, because what that does is it allows that kind of, you know, the brain chemicals to settle down and to go, well, did I really want it because I loved it so much? It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and it's, you know, so part of my style recipe, and it's such a great expression of me. Or did I want it just because it's new and different? And because what will happen is if you go away from it, once those brain chemicals have settled, you'll know that often sometimes it's like, well, you know, the craving for it has just completely disappeared. And so therefore, didn't really want it anyway. Versus other times you can see something and you just keep coming back and going, no, I really, really, really like that thing. I really, really, really want that. And that means you can go back and get it. So understanding kind of in a way how your brain wiring works, how your neurology works, can really help you when you are in this moment that, you know, that the chemicals are going around your body and they're telling you to do things. And if you have that natural inclination to buy new, buy different, but not actually figure out before you buy if it's going to work for you, then this is a good strategy to take. So hopefully that helps you think about your wardrobe in a slightly different way, and also just understand a little bit more about, you know, how your brain is working in the background, how it's subconscious programming that's going on. Last question today is from Natalie, who says, how do I know what patterns suit me? So when we're thinking about patterns, patterns can come in all different forms. You know, so we've got animal prints, we've got florals, we've got stripes, we've got checks, we've got abstract prints, we have geometric prints. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So lots of different sorts of prints. So there are a few things to think about when selecting prints. So number one is personality. Well, what prints do you like? And I notice people either love or hate animal prints. They either love or hate florals. You know, there's a what are you drawn to? What do you really aesthetically love looking at? So that is number one. What does your personality like? But then even within that, there's still different varieties of do I like large florals, small florals? Do I like big checks, small checks? Do I like stripes? What do I like? So having a look at within that as well is what version of that do you go for? And this is where you start looking at your physicality. So for example, if you have very straight hair and you like more geometric prints, you might find that stripes really work well because they work with the straightness of your hair and they reflect that. If you have very curvy facial features, you might find that more curved patterns work better for you than straight patterns, versus if you've got the really angular features, then you'll find more angular or geometric prints may work better for you. So looking at those elements of design that are within you and seeing how, if there's any relationship between you and the patterns that you like, or what version of those patterns do you like. If you've got a very curvy body, generally you'll find that straight patterns don't work as well over the curves because they start to bend and then they look distorted, versus if you've got a curvier body, then patterns that have curves in them work much better. So looking at that harmony of design, so your design, what elements of design go up to make you, curve lines, straight lines, angular lines, all those sorts of things, and then looking at the patterns and how they go with us. Because even something like a floral can be a more angular floral if the leaf or the has a pointed end, versus a much more, you know, say a blousy rose, which has a much more curved element. So even within something like that, there are still differences between the two. And looking at things like the texture of your hair, and does that look like any sort of pattern in particular? Or things like if you have kind of freckled skin, you might really like marl sort of pattern. That's that kind of speckly pattern that you see in a lot of sportswear. Or you might like animal prints, or you might like polka dots, or you might like small bitty florals. All examples of, you know, small kind of patterns that work well with freckles. If you have, you know, very blunt, straight hair and things like that, you might find that you like the more geometric or the more, you know, stripes, things like that. And they relate very well to that, you know, squareness or angularness that's within you. So really, when we're thinking about patterns, yes, there's personality, but then there's also the elements of design that are within you and how that can relate to the shapes and styles in the patterns. So having a look at all the patterns, and this is where taking some photographs of yourself in the different patterns you own and seeing which you think actually look the best on you. And of course, there's also the things like color contrast and value contrast and all those things as well that are going to come into the exact version of a pattern. But you know, this is where there's so many different elements to it. And this is part of also what we learn in Seven Steps of Style, looking at all those different aspects of choosing things based on your own personal design and then relating them to the design of the things around you. So, you know, there's no one right answer. And even within all patterns, you might, you know, choose different versions of different sorts of patterns. So a floral is not a floral. Just because I like florals doesn't mean I love every single floral in the world. Just because somebody likes stripes doesn't mean they love every single stripe. Like, these are all different sorts of patterns, and there'll be ones we like more than others, and there'll be some that go better with us. And of course, things like scale as well. What is your overall body scale? Are you a small person or a larger person? Do you want small scale patterns or larger scale patterns? And then what's your personality? Because personality also influences scale. So all these things need to come together to figure out which are the ones that really appeal to you. So hopefully that's helped you think about what kind of patterns, what kind of hairstyles, all the different aspects, going shopping, what to buy, what not to buy, and all these things. And this is why I think getting a style education is so useful, because it can help you start to hone in. There is so much choice out there, and it's so easy to go wrong, that it's really great to be able to hone in on what really works for us, what we like, what speaks to us and also what speaks to our physicality as well, and then make our decisions. That's when we get to make the best decisions rather than kind of random decisions or emotional decisions based on what is happening. Well, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.